You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living single for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Micah 5, verses 1 through 4. Now muster your troops, O daughter of troops. Siege is laid against us. With a rod they strike the judge of Israel on the cheek. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has given birth. Then the rest of his brothers shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall dwell secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth. Micah is one of the minor prophets, and brings us, as most of the prophets do, a word of judgment and hope. In chapters 4 and 5, in particular, are words of hope about the latter days of the coming Davidic king. And who is this king? Herod certainly wanted to know, and this passage was used by his scholars to pinpoint the location of the Messiah when the wise men came to inquire about this new king. And this new king is a new David. Similar to our meditation on Isaiah 11 earlier this week, Micah tells us that he's from of old, from ancient days. Isaiah used the phrase, from the stump of Jesse. And here again, you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah. Jesse is described in 1 Samuel 17 as a Ephrathite of Bethlehem. And David was born in Bethlehem. And so this Davidic king is born again in Bethlehem. So the new David, like the old, is born in Bethlehem, who's a little, too little to be among the clans of Judah. And so this Lion of Judah comes from a small place. And the new king is a shepherd who leads and guards his flock. And he's great to the ends of the earth. All the nations will know about this king. But this king shepherds his flock in the strength of the Lord. He's the new David, the shepherd boy who became the king, who was the greatest king up till that time. And we will dwell secure, for he will be great. As we reflect on this king of humble origins, let's make room for him in our hearts. And in our busy days, let's not forget the one who was promised, the hidden one, the one who is anointed as king by his Father, the Lord. God bless your day.
This podcast was produced by the Servants of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on www.servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.